This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, and I'm looking for something to be glad in it. How about you, my friends? Welcome to Around the Word in 180 Days, where we read the Bible with our brothers and sisters in the public schools. My name is Karen. I'm your host for the program. And for this school year, we are reading through all of the Psalms. And we're calling it a prayer garden of Psalms. But before we begin, let us pray an ABC prayer of adoration to the one and only awesome God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name is to be praised. For you truly are awesome, so beautiful. You are the creator of all things, and you have dominion over everything. Lord, you are exalted. You're full of grace, and you are the God of the generations. You're our hiding place, and you are the image of the invisible God. Oh, Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, the key to everything we need. You are liberty, and you are merciful. Although you are never changing, you will never leave us nor forsake us. You're the one true living God. You are the God of perseverance and our place of safety. You quiet us with your love. You're robed in majesty, and you are sufficient for everything. You're trustworthy and unstoppable in your love. You are the vine dresser of which we want to be connected to always. You are the God of wonder-working power, and you're the example we're longing to follow. You're the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and the God who is zealous for us. Oh, precious and holy Father, what an awesome privilege to come to you with my brothers and sisters each day. Lord, we need you. We need you in our walk at home. We need you in our walk at school. We need you in our walk with everyone we meet today. Help us to have sweet words. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be pleasing to you first and then to others, so that they want to know what is it that we have, and that would be you. Oh, for the opportunity to share your greatness, Lord. We thank you for this school day. We praise you for children. Oh, it's an antsy time for them, for sure. But Lord, they are your children, and you love the children. Help us to love them. Gracious God and Holy King, that takes supernatural power sometime. So help my brothers and sisters in the day-to-day grind to not forget that they are serving those little image bearers. Oh, blessed, eternal, and gracious God, how much we love you and look to you for all things. We praise you in the beautiful name of our Savior Jesus. Amen. Well, welcome, dear friends, to the reading of the Word of God. We are reading through a series of songs of ascent, or the pilgrim songs, that the Israelites always sang on their way to Jerusalem for the appointed times of the Lord. And we're up to Psalm 131. We're going to hear from Chelsea Vantel today, and she is going to read to us in the New King James Version. Chelsea will introduce herself. The Word of God, Psalm 131.
Good morning. This is Chelsea Vantel. I teach kindergarten in Southern California. Psalm 131, Simple Trust in the Lord. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters, nor with things too profound for me. Surely I have calmed and quieted my soul, like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. O Israel, hope in the Lord. From this time forth and forever.
Praise God for the reading of his word, and thank you, Chelsea, for reading Psalm 131 for us today. Let us pray Psalm 131. To our rescue and our strength, our hope is in you, Lord. May we come continually before you with a humble heart. Thank you for letting us pray each day. You calm and quiet our souls in the hustle-bustle of the end of the school year. When we put on your armor, we can stand. Depending on you and delighting in you is as a weaned child with his mother. Oh, how peaceful and beautiful. When the pressures of school life become overwhelming, help us to remember this psalm and the peaceful beauty of being childlike before you. Help us also, Lord, with the things that enter our souls. We give you the weightier matters that are just too profound for us. It is a gift to not be concerned with the things that we cannot control or change, but instead to bring them to you. Lord, you have the answer to everything. Thank you for these psalms that help us to remember our hope is in you from this time forth and forever. We praise you and pray in the name of our gentle shepherd, Jesus. Amen. Well, thank you, precious friends, for your faithfulness to be in the Word of God and in prayer each school day. I'm going to read you our daily devotional today. It can be found at christianeducators.org, or you can listen to them here on Around the Word in 180 Days. Today, we're going to hear from Jerry Vanderwall. He is the director of operations for Christian Educators. That's a big job. And he calls his devotional Kindness and Truth. The scripture that he chose is Proverbs 3, verse 3. Do not let kindness and truth leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Have you ever spoken the truth only to have it rejected? Or have you ever shown kindness only to have it taken advantage of? Kindness and truth are meant to be held in perfect balance. Together they create a beautiful harmony that reflects the heart of the Father. Jesus held these characteristics in balance perfectly. And as with the woman at the well, with Zacchaeus, with the woman caught in adultery, he treated each one with perfect kindness. And being full of grace and truth, he spoke the truth to each one faithfully as well. You may say that he was not kind to the Pharisees, the ruling priests, or the rich, for whom he reserved some of his harshest words. But even with these, in each case where he dealt with them individually, we see once again his kindness blending perfectly with truth. Nicodemus, Simon the Pharisee, and the man in Mark 10:21. And so it should be for us. Not that we are supposed to be some kind of truth police with a license to go around nicely calling out errors wherever we find them, but when we are presented with the opportunity to come alongside someone in need, we must remember the way Jesus ministered, with the blending of kindness and truth. It is as though either one of these without the other is neither kind nor true. They are meant to be held together, like hydrogen and oxygen, which form water, or sodium and chlorine, which form salt. The former, when separated, are explosive. The latter, by themselves, are caustic. But when combined, these pairs of elements form a stable compound that are essential for life. So too are kindness and truth. To share the truth effectively, we must be kind, and real kindness neglects not the truth. Lord Jesus, you told us and showed us how to rightly represent the Father in kindness and truth. Strengthen us to trust you to do the same by your Holy Spirit to the glory of God the Father. Amen. And that was our daily devotional for Christian Educators, written by Jerry, called Kindness and Truth. And now I wanted to remind you, my friends, that we are going to be praying again today at 1:16 p.m. And we're going to be praying for God's wisdom and guidance. He told us to ask and that he would give generously and without reproach. And so that is what we're looking for today. Wisdom, especially in this last weeks of school. And so, my friends, I look forward to praying with you at 1:16 p.m. today because of Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew and then to the Greek. And now, I am going to bless you with Psalm 23. It is such an honor and a gift. This version I'm going to read to you today is from the World English Bible. Yahweh is my shepherd. I shall lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in Yahweh's house forever. And so, my friends, I wanted to remind you that we will be reading the Word and praying with you each school day. So until tomorrow, if the Lord is willing, this is Karen. I love you.